Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, primary contributor to eatandlikeit.com. Her name is Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good for a Monday morning overlooking a beautiful sunrise in downtown Savannah. How was your weekend?
Weekend was great. Had a good week.
Busy?
It was busy. Yeah, really busy. How about you?
Busy, very extremely busy weekend. Worked all day. I ran 10 miles Saturday morning. And then I had a shoot Saturday morning right after. I mean, literally, I got home from my run, had time to have another cup of coffee, clean up, and then go out to my shoot. And then I was home most of the day doing busy work, watching some football. And then I had another shoot, two shoots Saturday night. I was busy.
But I know Saturdays are always busy for me too.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes like that. Sometimes I have a Saturday where I'm just home and I watch football for 12 hours, but sometimes it's like, okay, what am I doing now? And I'm go. Next Saturday, will be kind of in between. I have a book signing, but we could talk about that in a little bit. So you said you've been busy. Is this a typical busy pattern for you once it starts cooling off outside?
Yes. Well, the real estate selling season in Hilton Head is really spring and fall. So the fall selling season has really kicked in for me. It did about August 1st this year, actually. But, you know, just a lot of this is the time of year when people, my clients at least, start to come visit the island and are here to actually look for real estate. So it's always good opportunities to get out to restaurants too, because, you know, we'll frequently look at properties in the morning, stop and have some lunch, look at a little more properties, and then in some cases go to happy hour or dinner. So I feel like I've been to a lot of places. Nothing fancy this week. It's been kind of like the bar food week. Not bar food. Well, yeah, bar food.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all wrong with that. Quick question I have about the cycle that you go through. Do you have people, let's say, come through this year and you show them five or six houses and they like it or they're not ready and then they end up a year or maybe 2 years later actually buying something with you?
All of the above. Yeah. All of the above, yeah. I've got some clients, you know, who are in my sphere or they're friends of past clients who have been referred to me by them who, you know, surprise me out of the blue, you know, kind of like, oh, we're here to buy. And then I have other clients that, you know, have started their process 3 years ago. So, you know, it's hard when you don't live here to buy something when you're, you know, you only come to visit for a long weekend. And a lot of people don't, especially during the pandemic, wanted to move to the coast, but it could have been here. It could have been Florida. It could have been, you know, Myrtle Beach, like that. Like so many people are on fact finding missions.
Sure.
You know, with this, so they've got to feel out all different areas before they, you know, buying a house is, you know,
it's a big step.
It's a bigger than, you know, going out for a steak dinner. Gee, well, which steak should I get?
Exactly. No, it happens here in Savannah as well. I mean, it's not just a house on the beach in Hilton Head. I hear stories all the time of people who chose Savannah after visiting, you know, they went on a road trip for 2 weeks and they've spent a few days in you know, Raleigh or Charleston or Jacksonville or Orlando, and they go to all these places and, oh, we chose Savannah because A, B, C, D, E. So I hear that all the time as well. It is.
And Savannah has so much more to offer in terms of, you know, it's a much bigger city. There's a whole lot more going on there. So many people want, you know, they're not ready for the quiet, well, of course, I can't say quiet island life anymore because, you know, a lot more people live here than used to. It's not quiet. And certainly you can be as active as you want to because we have so many things to do. But, you know, some folks aren't ready to, you know, give into that yet. They still need city life.
I get it. I get it. Tell me, what you say bar food, that should not be automatically construed as negative. Sometimes some great bites can be had sitting at the bar having a glass of wine. Where have you been noshing lately?
Well, let's see. I had...
where should we start?
So earlier on in the week, I had lunch at Captain Woody's, and it was lunchtime. It was legitimately lunchtime, and my intention was to have a healthy salad with a nice piece of salmon on it, which they do well, and I've had that salad there a lot. But I just got really enticed by chicken wings for some reason, so I had chicken wings for lunch, which is not something I would normally do, but they have really good wings. I love their wings. And so that was a good lunch. And then another lunch I had running around in there showing property, I took my clients to Fiesta Fresh. Because have you ever been to Fiesta Fresh over here?
That's the one next to Asian Bistro?
Uh-huh.
No?
Uh-huh.
Never been. Thought about it a few times, but never been.
Okay, so I love their ensalada de pollo.
Chicken salad, chicken salad for the nons out there.
Yes, chicken salad comes with a little pico de gallo, a little sour cream, a little guacamole, and nice.
So that is a salad with chicken, not what we would think chicken salad is, right? To be clear.
Correct. It's a
salad.
Lettuce greens.
Right.
It's lettuce greens in a fried tortilla bowl.
Right.
Which is so yummy, but the dressing, that dressing is so good.
And tell us about it, Stud.
I have asked for the recipe, and they won't give it to me. It's a cilantro dressing, so I imagine
that it has cilantro in it.
Yes, it has cilantro, and I know they make it from scratch, and I know they probably make it in the blender. You know, a little egg, a little oil. It's an emulsification. It's like a for real. So good. So good. I could bathe in it.
Whoa. All right. Good morning. Okay. So you had the so you had the chicken salad with the cilantro fetish and then where else did you go? Oh, we got the Laffy's bright and early. What else have you enjoyed?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so on Saturday, I ran by Local Pie. Local Pie on Saturdays, it's the Beaufort County Clemson Club, watches the football games there on Saturdays. So I went by there. I wasn't there very long, but long enough to have a slice of their margarita pizza. That's good stuff. That's not in my rotation because I'm not really a pizza person. But that was really good.
How many slices did you have?
Just one.
Okay.
And the other fun thing there were a lot of kids running around because, you know, it's a family event. And the server brought out little, the server brought out dough for the kids to play with.
Nice.
Pizza dough.
Yeah.
They were playing with it like it was Play-Doh. It was so cute. I loved that.
Well, it actually was Play-Doh. They were playing with the dough, so.
Play-Doh, that's right.
That's right. It was Play-Doh. Like, you know, so you know, most of the boats over there at Shelter Cove Harbor are for sale. You know that, right?
I didn't get the leap on that one. How did we get to boats?
Well, Play-Doh, most of the boats are for sale. S-A-I-L.
Oh.
Moving along.
Got it. Okay. Maybe my brain isn't functioning quite yet this morning. I didn't leap with you on that, but now I get it.
It's all right. If you have to explain them, they're not funny.
Shelter Cove. I did watch the Auburn Georgia game at Top Dog in Shelter Cove Harbor, and I'd never been there before.
Yeah, you and I talked about that Labor Day weekend. I'd been there once before. I've never watched a game there. How was it? Full house?
Oh yeah. Full on. But can I just say, it was so nice outside, the weather. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so we sat outside and just perfect temperature. I was with a bunch of people, bunch of people and a bunch of their kids all running around, like taking over the harbor and just playing and having so much fun. It was really a nice Saturday. Of course, I worked, you know, all morning and all afternoon up until the football game. So, but anyway, so there was just a lot of food on that table, everything from there. They have a big soft pretzel, buttery and you know, it's got that nice hard texture on the outside and salty and then super soft on the center. Very good. I'm not really a pretzel person, but that was really, really good. There was cheese sticks and sliders and, oh my gosh, nachos and salsa and just like the whole table full of food.
Nice.
And yeah, it was really fun to do something like that.
Is that where you
football
usually go for games? Where do you, when you're watching a game, where do you like to go?
Usually go to Smokehouse.
Yeah.
I was at Smokehouse last week too, actually, now that I think about it. I had their potato skins.
Those are good.
Which I love. Their potato skins have brisket.
Yes.
Chopped up brisket. Super yummy. With
you and
a
little
Alabama white sauce.
Yeah. Mm. You and I shared some of those on Valentine's Day, if you recall.
We did. I know. I had Valentine's Day with you this year. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, but before anybody gets it twisted, you and I had an afternoon meeting that just happened to be on Valentine's Day.
Meeting.
Yeah. You know how it is. People start seeing you and I hanging around the island. Next thing you know, next thing you know, someone on the internet saying they witnessed our wedding on the beach about 2 months ago, and I saw him there. You know, people like to just make up stories. I've learned, not that I didn't know that, but
it
when
is.
You,
it's so true.
Oh,
it's
my
so
goodness.
True.
People just make stuff up completely. Like, I mean, we could spend 25 minutes on the things that people have made up about me on the internet. It's like, really? Oh my goodness, that's not even remotely in the realm of reality for anybody that knows me. But anyway, I digress. So
it's true. Things get twisted. Were you over here this week at all?
I was. I had a meeting at Burnt Church Distillery on Thursday. We're going to be working with them quite a bit this fall and into the spring.
You told me that. That's exciting.
Yeah, very.
I have yet to go there.
Oh, wow. Well, on October the 26th, which is a Thursday, we are having a book signing event there. Not exactly sure the time, I think 5 o'clock, but, everybody's invited, completely open to the public, and they're going to set us up in the study there. We're going to have a little party, and, everybody who buys one of my books, Savannah Food Crawls, which actually is on the streets officially as of yesterday, everybody who buys a book that day at, Burnt Church gets a coupon for a free drink.
Oh, that's great. What a nice event. My copy of the book comes on October 3rd.
That's tomorrow. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to have you sign it.
Oh, boy. It blows my mind the number of friends out there are like, you got to sign my book. Like, really? Anyway. y'all with the signed books.
It's your Get your hand ready.
Yeah, no kidding. I got a call, quick aside, last night, Sunday night, about, it was a little after 9, got a call from an aunt of mine down in South Florida who never calls me. I think the last time she physically called me was 5, 6, 7 years ago. She never calls. And so the phone rings. It was about 10 after 9. What am I to think? Something bad happened.
That's right.
And I see it's her. It's 10 after 9 on a Sunday. And I'm looking at this like I was in bed. I was about to go to sleep. I'm thinking, okay, do I answer this? Do I answer this? You have to answer this. Something happened. And so I answer and she says, Jesse, yeah. Are you going to sleep? Are you sleeping? No, I'm about to be. But then I'm thinking, if you thought I was sleeping, why are you calling me at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday? But she said, I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. I got your book today and blah, 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 blah. And it was a lovely phone call. It was nice to hear. But yeah, for about 15 to 20 seconds while I was watching the phone ring, I was scared. I thought something had happened. So,
anyway. Oh, gosh. Thank goodness it was. Yes.
So tell us where else you got around eating last week. Anywhere else?
I think I covered it for the most part. Wow. What I didn't get to was the soft opening of my good friends have opened a new restaurant. We've talked about this. We've anticipated their opening, and now they are open. It's a new restaurant on Main Street called Cactus Street Cantina. And so that will be on my list of places to visit this week because I didn't get there on Saturday as originally planned. And that has everything to do with just too many showings and then too many commitments for football games.
I get it.
The menu looks pretty interesting, and I can't wait to check it out.
By way of background, so that people understand where this came from, if I understand you correctly, you and I have been talking about this for a few weeks, they were former employees at Captain Woody's, right?
Yes. So Captain Woody's has two locations, one in Hilton Head and one in Bluffton. And right. So these two girls were each general managers the head manager for each of the two different locations.
Right.
And Captain Woody's moved to a new location, and we talked about that last week. These two gals had decided that would be their last days working at Captain Woody's, and they joined forces. And this is if you go to their website, they tell a cute little story about how they were once roommates when each of them first moved to the island. And they've just always wanted to open a restaurant so that their dreams have come to fruition now. So
that's awesome.
And I love it that they're on Main Street because that's in my, you know, my neck of the woods up here on the north end. So
down on Main Street. Do, 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 do. Isn't that a song? Down on Main Street. Who sings that? Is that Bob Seger?
Down on Main Street. Yeah, somebody like that.
Bob Seger. So one of those guys. One of those old guys with a beard. Not to be confused with Dan Haggerty.
Dan?
Wasn't it Dan Haggerty? Grizzly Adams?
John.
Don Haggerty?
I'm thinking John Fogerty.
No, John Fogerty, Dan Haggerty, didn't you watch a television show, Grizzly Adams?
Gosh, that is from so long ago. Well, I don't think I watched it, though. I don't think I was interested in that, but I do remember it.
Yeah, it was Dan Haggerty, John Fogerty, Dan Haggerty, Don Henley. Anybody who listens to this every week is going to say, boy, those two were dropping, or at least Jesse was popping mushrooms or something at 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's your love of yacht rock.
Yes. Oh, totally. Totally. We have certainly been unorthodox this morning. So to quickly review before we get out of here, you enjoyed a lovely game watch experience there at Shelter Cove with Top Dog. You had a wonderful salad at what's it called? Fiesta Fresh?
Fiesta Fresh.
And it was drenched in this wonderful cilantro dressing, your chicken salad. And you had potato skins at Smokehouse that come topped with a little bit of brisket. I've had those. They're wonderful. Little melty cheese. And they're sometimes potato skins. I'm of the opinion that it's hard to screw up potato skins, but some people do anyway. These are really good at Smokehouse. I do enjoy them.
They're the bomb.
What do you got planned for this week? Anything fun?
This week, you know, just more showings. My daughter's going to come for a couple of days. We're going to get over to Clue, the play that opened on last Friday night at the Arts Center of Coastal Carolina. So we're going to get to that. So there'll be dining opportunities all around.
Nice.
Can't wait.
Nice.
For that.
We will discuss them next week.
Yes.
Tell us where we can find you if somebody's looking for a domestic living opportunity.
I am on the Kaiser Chiton group out of Charter One Realty, and my website, margaretcrenshaw.com, will take you to our website where you can view all of the lovely listings for sale in the area.
Sounds like a plan. Are you gonna are you gonna attend the barbecue? You're gonna go to the Rockin' Ribs on the 14th, right?
Oh, that's right. That's not this Saturday, is it?
No, 2 weeks. Two weeks. 2 weeks.
Actually,
it's 3 weeks. I take that back. It's the 19th through the 22nd. 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. In Coligny Plaza.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Very good. Very good. Okay, well, we're gonna get out of here. Happy eating. Keep us abreast on what you're up to. If you want to take some photos, please feel free to share them. If you want to follow either of us, we are on Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff. Otherwise, I will hear you next Monday morning, right? I'll see you.
I'll be here, barely awake, but I'll be here.
Thank you, Magpie. You have a wonderful day, wonderful rest of your week, and we'll talk soon.
And you too. Have a great week.
See you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com.